أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفأمن الذين مكروا السيئات أن يخسف الله بهم الأرض أو يأتيهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون أو يأخذهم في تقلبهم فما هم بمعجزين أو يأخذهم على تخوف فإن ربكم لرؤوف رحيم. أولم يروا إلى ما خلق الله من شيء يتفيأ ظلاله عن اليمين والشمائل سجدا لله وهم داخرون. ولله يسجد ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من دابة والملائكة وهم لا يستكبرون يخافون ربهم من فوقهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. وقال الله لا تتخذوا إلهين اثنين إنما هو إله واحد فإياي فارهبون. وله ما في السماوات والأرض وله الدين واصبا أفغير الله تتقون.
Those who connive and design evil plots, do they feel secure that Allah Ta'ala causes the earth to swallow them, or the wrath comes to them from directions that they least perceive, or he punishes them in their going around, in their travels, and they cannot escape and frustrate the plan of Allah, or he punishes them through a gradual process, like the people of Makkah Mukarramah, and how gradually was the process of their punishment. In the 8th year of the Hijrat, Rasul-e-Pasamad marched into Makkah Mukarramah with a bloodless conquest, and the power of the Quraysh and the Meccans had just gradually wasted and vanished. So through a gradual process, Allah Ta'ala can eliminate them. فَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Your Rabb is most compassionate and most merciful. Do they not see to the creations of Allah Ta'ala and the shadows that move from one end to the other end, from the right to the left, bowing down to Allah Ta'ala in humility? And to Allah Ta'ala alone, all things in the heavens and earth prostrate, be it the living creatures of the Malaika, and they are not at all arrogant and proud in showing obedience and humility to Allah Ta'ala. They fear their Rabb from above and do as they have been commanded. And Allah Ta'ala commands, لَا تَتَّخِذُوا إِلَهَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ, that you do not take up two gods for worship. It is just one Allah, one God, then fear me alone. And to him belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth, and compulsory obedience is for him all the time. Perpetually, obedience, the right to be obeyed, belongs to Allah Ta'ala all the time. Then will you people fear anyone besides Allah, whereas whatever bounties you see, then they are all from Allah. Then when any distress touches you, then to him you cry, groaning away in pain. Then when he removes the distress from you, then behold, a group of you join partners with their Rabb. In order to show ingratitude to the favors that we have bestowed them, then enjoy your brief comfort, and soon will you realize. وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ نَصِيبًا. and of the things they have no knowledge of, they assign a share to false gods that they taken up. So things that they have no knowledge about, they have assigned a share from the very gifts that we have provided. By Allah, you will be called and you will be questioned about your false inventions. And they take up وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ الْبَنَاتِ and they assign daughters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to Him. And for them is the male, the issues of their choice. What they hold in contempt, they assign it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is females. Yet, when one of them is given the news of the birth of a female, then his face is darkened with inner grief, consumed with grief, hiding away from people on account of the bad news that he has received. Will he retain this female child with contempt or bury him in the dust? How miserable is their judgment. For those who believe not in the hereafter is an evil description. But the highest attributes belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is exalted in might and full of wisdom. And had Allah ta'ala called man to account on account of his wrongs, then He would have not spared a single living creature, but He grants them respite to a term that He stated, that when their term expires, then they are not given a single chance. لا يستأخرون ساعة, they are not delayed for a single moment nor advance from the stated time. ويجعلون لله ما يكرهون, and they assign for Allah Ta'ala things that they detest, things that they hold in contempt, and they assign that for Allah Ta'ala. And وَتَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُهُمُ الْكَذِبِ, and their tongues make false claims, assert falsely, that for them is all good rewards. Without doubt, for them is Jahannam, for them is the fire, and they will be thrown first into Jahannam. By Allah, we had sent Rasuls to the people before you, and Shaitan had made their deeds alluring to them. So today, he will be their friend and companion, and for them will be a painful punishment. And وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ, we had sent down the book to you, that you make clear to mankind things that they differ, a guidance and a mercy for those who believe. Such the ayat has been recited, and such that should be done.